This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Evan Sands is going to join us after the first break. And if you don't enjoy this, then your funny bone is broken or something. Your smart bone is broken. Whatever you want to call it. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot for you to read, to get informed. I mean, God forbid you get a little information. You get a little smart. What do you think? That'd be a really good thing, wouldn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think Facebook calls them sock puppets. Somebody jumps in on your website and, you know, gets involved in the conversation. It's not a real person. It's just they use a fake name and that kind of stuff to get in. And I think it's hilarious that I was looking at some of the things, before I let anybody in, before I decide to block somebody, before I decide to do any of that, I go look at their Facebook page. And it's interesting because this one particular person has a reference. I don't want you to look for it. I don't want you to give them any credit. They have a link to, ready for this, guys? A social justice film festival. Now, I just find I find that just so amazing. They have their own film festival. Maybe we should boycott it or would protest it. They protest all our stuff, right? So, I'm looking at some of the sponsors, and you have to be. You can't be. You're not surprised. You can't be surprised by this. Occupy.com. campaign for equal justice, which they really mean is campaign for unequal justice, is really what they mean. League of Women Voters. Let's see, what else do they have up here that's kind of interesting? Well, they have the Teamsters Union. The Immigrant Rights Project. The ACLU. There you go. That makes them legit, right? Then there's something called the Social Justice Fund. I'm not familiar with that at all. The UAW. The AFSCME. You know, social justice. A social justice, if it's something that they feel is for everybody, why wouldn't they put it out there for everybody? For everybody to come to? I mean, for make it so that everybody would want to get behind it and support it? They could broaden their sponsorships? One item says, calling food justice filmmakers. What does that mean? What could that possibly... Come on, help me out. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I've already told you that. Let's see. I'm looking at these titles, and they're just flooring me. But think about something. You got to have a social justice film festival? For what? What are you trying to prove? I mean, seriously. If your product is good and just and real, you wouldn't have to be violent. You wouldn't have to be doing some of the stuff that's being done on the schools, on the school grounds, on the college grounds, or what have you. You'd be able to sell your product as real and right. But apparently, you can't seem to pull that off. And I don't know why. Because, again, if you feel like you have the right product, what's the big whoop? I'll touch on this one. I mean, the smartphones. Now, we've known this for a long time. Smartphones are distracting. It's like, really? We need a study to tell us that smartphones are distracting? And then dashboard devices. So smartphones, dashboard. You know, do you remember, some of you might be old enough to remember, when you took driving, driving school at work? I mean, at driving school at high school? Driver's Ed, I think is what they called it. Mm-hmm. And when you took, driver's ed, the one thing they taught you about was being distracted. Right? So, driving distracted was the major cause of accidents. Well, guess what? Since the advent of, teenagers driving in, driving with smartphones and with, the dashboard, GPSs and such, accidents are on the rise. So you're hearing that this is really not the big deal that some mainstream or some media is making it out to be, but it is. And we've known this from the 70s. So for you, those of you who give your kids, they have a smartphone, they have a car, they have a whole nine yards. My car has some kind of teen block in it where you can actually block it from doing certain things while a teenager's in there. You can actually set the speed limit. Think of that one. You can have it send you information. So, as I always say, you got to be smart about this. Because you have a right to use a smartphone, because you have one with you, you just got to be smart about it. Smart how you use it. Smart about what you do with it. Traffic deaths are spiking again. One of the culprits is people who are texting or using their smartphone, or even talking on the smartphone. And I realize that some of you are talented enough to be able to talk on the phone and drive at the same time, but there are other people that aren't. There are other people around you that aren't. You don't have as many defensive drivers on the road around you anymore. So you got to be careful. I want you around. I mean, this 15 or 20 stories just in the last month that have come out on the dangers of smartphones and cars now. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Evan Sage joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'll let you go around the roller skating ring once or twice here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'm going to ignore the phone, even if you do call, because I've got Evan Sayin on with me. Why would I want to do anything else? Seriously, I love this guy. Okay, I'm going to get the introductions out on the front end because I won't get a word in edgewise, you know, once we get rolling. Evan Sayin joins me. I don't have him on enough because my checks aren't as big as the other ones he gets. He's on with me whenever I can get him on. He's an author, comedian, commentator, and he's, you know, he truly is a great guy. And he has the distinction. Now, I know I'm going to screw this up now. He has the distinction of having the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history.
That was perfect.
Really? Sweet.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Listen, can you hold on? I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Why don't you just record it and just play that as a cart? Just play it. Already recorded every time I come on.
Okay, that would require brains and follow-through, of which the two I could never seem to get together. So you also
and technological skill.
We got what done there. That's over. You also wrote a book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And I always love to joke with you because I always say, you know, that's a hard one for me to swallow when you put modern liberal and thinks all in the same line. Anyhow, how are you doing, Evan? We haven't had you on for a while. Anything exciting happening in your life?
Oh, gee whiz. Everything exciting is happening in my life. You know, my life is just nonstop excitement, which is why I call you just to slow down.
Just to slow down. Thank you. Anybody, where did I put my walker? I don't see it. Listen, you're going to, you know, in California, the lost, this is truly should have been named a lost boys state or something. So the Republican Party is having a convention, and I was just joking with you off air. Why do you even go? I mean, these guys, I talk to them on a regular basis. We're a sanctuary state now. The only state in the union where it's okay to pass HIV around, you know, like a $5 hooker in San Diego. It's not against the law anymore. They actually wrote a law that said it's okay for you to pass along a deadly disease to somebody and not tell them about it. What is wrong with society?
Insane, how insane is this? But here's what I see happening. All right, the left, when their policies fail, because their policies always fail, have only two choices. They can grow up and alter their policies and become conservatives, basically, but obviously they can't do that and remain liberals. So what they have to do is double down on the insanity. You know, just they have to control our schools, and then when our schools' grades continue to plummet, they have to double down on the control they have over the schools. And when the grades continue to plummet, they have to double down again. And at a certain point, they're going to continue to lose people. And I think that's going to begin to happen. I think it's going to begin to happen with this HIV thing. It's going to happen with the sanctioning, making sanctuary state, whereby shouldn't our states be sanctuaries for our citizens? Why do we make it sanctuaries for criminals? But the answer is, and you know this from my book, the modern liberal will invariably side with evil over good, wrong over right, ugly over beautiful, failure over success. And you see that with the HIV. To protect the feelings of homosexuals, they will make it legal to pass on a deadly disease. And at a certain point, they are going to go too far, and it's going to fall over a cliff. And I am hoping that Donald Trump's victory, which showed that all you have to do is show up. All right, the Democrats voted in the same numbers they always vote, in the same places they always vote, the same people who always vote. What changed is that Republicans came out in numbers and in places they'd never come out before. Why come out in Michigan when you're going to lose? Well, you're not going to lose if you come out. Why come out in Wisconsin if you're going to lose? Well, you're not going to lose if you come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that come the next election, 2018, the people outside of Fresno, the people on the interior of the state, the people whose livelihoods have been destroyed by people who have no love in their hearts. We're talking about Democrats who turned off the water and put good, decent, hardworking, by the way, many of them immigrants.
Yep, you're right.
Out of business. Well, if they come out and vote, you know what? Just like during the presidential election, it's 100 in this county, it's 500 in that county, it's 1,000 over here, it's 2,000 up there. And in the end, I think that we can overcome the Democratic bias that is that they see in the cities. Because it's really the cities versus everybody else.
Oh, it's this town, this city, is scary. I was doing the numbers on the show last week, and it was, we have just under $200 billion budget here in the state of California. They're talking about adding on $400 billion in single payer health care, and there's a number that's just shy of $800 billion. They're not unfunded mandates. They're unfinanced mandates, you know, and there's no way to pay this. If you sat down with a banker, and even cut a zero off of these numbers, you sat down with a banker and said, hey, I want to grow my business. How does it look? I mean, the guy would go out screaming with his hair on fire. There's no way for this to happen. But I want to get...
You know, I have an expression, and I swear to you, Joe, I swear to you, I don't remember if it was Margaret Thatcher who said this or if it was me. I can't find... I know Margaret Thatcher said something similar, but I think I said this first. It's socialism is the greatest form of government ever devised for exactly one generation. And the reason for that is because that one generation steals from everybody else to pay for their high living. So, for example, this generation has stolen every penny from their parents' retirement fund.
That's true.
Their parents paid into Social Security, but there's no money in Social Security. Where's that money? The Democrats, the socialists stole it. All right? They've stolen every penny from their children. They're leaving their children a $20 trillion debt to pay for themselves and their excesses. Now the entire concept behind Obamacare is to steal from your grandchildren, to force your grandchildren to pay for services they don't need, they don't want, will never use, in order to lower the cost of health care for the baby boomers who didn't feel like paying for health insurance for the first 50 years of their life and now suddenly have a pre-existing condition, because that happens when you get older. And so this generation, especially in the state of California, has stolen every penny from their parents, from their children, and now from their grandchildren, which is what single payer is going to be.
Yeah, it, you're right. You're so right. And they don't care. There's no real understanding, I think, of what that actually means. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about Hollywood again, you know, because you were talking about earlier how the modern liberal thinks and where they're at and what we've accepted over the years. And I think Hollywood, the way Hollywood runs, is just exactly how the Dems think. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Evan Sayeth, the mind of Evan Sayeth, right when we come back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. This is the first time I've been called this. Somebody says, Radio Dude has a cow over BSM protest. Yeah, the bloodstained men.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me, you know what I find hypocritical about these women who do this? Mm-hmm. If I talk about abortion, they'll tell me I can't talk about abortion. Right, women's rights. Ladies, unless you can show me your penis, I'm really not interested in you telling me what I should be doing with it and what I shouldn't. And the fact that you tell me that I'm uninformed, or you're suggesting that I'm uninformed because I don't agree with you, is why this should make you happy. People like you get crazy with this. Donald Trump will be president for 8 years. Anyway, let's get back to Evan and say it now that I've planted that seed. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back. Listen, Evan. And corral him and get him on here. Evan Sayet joins me today. He's an author, comedian, commentator. He's got the distinction of having the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. Also, his book, Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. You gotta go get the book, okay? And you can find it, go up to evansayet.com. Everything you want to know about Evan Sayet, you can find it at evansayet.com. Evan, thanks for being with me today. I always have a good time when you're on.
Have a good time with them on, too.
Good. Well, glad to hear that. I can pull that out. I'm going to use that a lot in my promos. Hey, listen, you were talking in the last segment, about how that modern liberal thinks and how they believe things to be true in their own, I don't even want to say rose-colored glasses. That's going to make me very old-looking. But when you look at Hollywood and how it's running today and how long, I mistakenly said on a show a couple of weeks ago before I wrote my piece that, hey, this has been going on, at least since the 70s, in Hollywood. It's been going on for a couple of decades. When I started doing some research for my piece, it's almost been going on since the day they opened the doors for Hollywood in the way that women have been treated and, later on, pedophilia. Rampant in Hollywood. But those women, and you started to mention it, those women who have allowed it, to go on because they put their careers over other women's health and other women's, safety and what have you. I can't wrap my mind around this. You've been around these people. I can't wrap my mind around this. Help me.
Yeah. The first thing you have to recognize is that Hollywood like all of the other industries that we associate with liberalism and leftism, is a look-at-me profession. Look at me, I'm on the giant screen, or Wolf Blitzer. Look at me, television, or the college professor. Look at me, don't look at your books, look at me. And there's a sick narcissism that drives people to enter an industry like show business, an industry where your odds of making it are minuscule, and where not making it means that you really, really, really don't make it. The starving artist. You know, you don't very often hear the expression "the starving dentist." you don't often hear the expression "the starving lawyer." You don't often hear the expression. So, it's this egoism and a desperate need to be made to feel important, to be made to feel special.
That's a good point.
Now, one thing you have to understand about liberals is because they don't have anything else of value in their lives, because of the narcissism that they suffer, because of their rejection of God, because of their hatred for country, because of their rejection of family, they don't have any way of measuring their own success except by defeating other people. See, you can be a winner as a janitor when you have a loving family and a relationship with Christ. If, you know, I'm Jewish, but a relationship with Christ, or you're good in your synagogue, if you're good in your community. But when you don't have God, when you don't have family, when you don't have community, the only way to prove that you are a success, a winner, is by beating down somebody else, subjugating somebody else. And this has been the mindset of the Clintons. The Clintons don't have no empathy for any human beings. It's just, how do we defeat them? And Harvey Weinstein had no empathy for anybody else. It was simply, how do we defeat them? And everyone in Hollywood who knew about Harvey, and even if you didn't know about his sexual assaults, you certainly knew about his mental illnesses. He was even a character. They created a character on the TV show Entourage. They called him Harvey. And he was this vicious, violent, evil, awful human being. So we can't pretend it wasn't known. So if it was known, why didn't they do anything? The same reason Hillary Clinton didn't do anything when she knew that Bill raped Juanita Broderick. The same reason that George Stephanopoulos didn't say anything when he knew the way that Bill was treating people. Because they don't care about people. They simply care about how do I win.
Jeez, but you know, Evan, I know this conversation is getting a little deep, but you got me thinking, how did they con so many people over the years in believing that they were the ones that cared for the downtrodden? Look, you said something about siding with good over evil. You know, you think about when Harvey Weinstein first got caught. Think about all those women that held back. They didn't say anything right away. Or the people that we know that held back. They didn't just find us out that weekend. They didn't just find us out that far. They knew this had been going on. They were making a political slash career decision as to whether to come out, you know, against him or not come out against him. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's very telling that in the end, when the guy's now, what, 70 years old, 65 years old,
okay, he's
reaching the end of his career anyway, the people who came out are the ones who are already big and rich enough that it doesn't matter. When Gwyneth Paltrow, she's not putting any risk to her career. It was when it took real courage,
yeah,
when it took real come out and say something. And you got to tip your hat to some who actually did along the way and
yep,
were ignored, just like the ones who came out against Bill Clinton.
Sure.
And they were put down. It was called the bimbo eruption. And everybody just circled the wagons around Bill Clinton because his power was good for them. And when you have nothing else in your life, when you don't have God, when you don't have country, when you don't, and when you're a narcissist, you know, in the physician's desk reference, one of the leading symptoms to look for in a narcissist is a lack of the ability to empathize. And obviously Harvey couldn't empathize, nor could those who covered up for Harvey. They just said, me, 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 what's good for my career?
I was just thinking about, Hillary Clinton, remember when, what is it, a week ago? She said, we have a sexual assault, an admitted sexual assaulter in the White House. And I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, Trump never said he did it. She must have got to be talking about her husband. Do you think after that dribbled or spewed or diarrheaed out of her mouth, you think she stopped and went, oh, my God, what did I just say?
I don't think they have that kind of self. I don't think they have that kind of self awareness.
Oh wow!
I don't. You know, again, the mental illness of narcissism makes it impossible for somebody. You know, the thing about narcissists is that not just that he fell in love with himself, but because he spent all his time gazing at himself, he couldn't hear or see or care about anyone or anything else. Hillary Clinton doesn't hear, see, or care about anybody else. Harvey Weinstein doesn't see, hear, or care about anybody else. Bill Clinton sitting in the White House taking advantage of a naive 22-year-old employee doesn't care about anybody else because he doesn't see or hear. It's also why they can be so vicious in their attacks against us. You know, calling anybody, for example, destroying the career of a good and decent police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, because it was good for them to lie about Michael Brown.
Yep.
You know, in order to be able to lie like that and to knowingly destroy another human being's career and life, where's Darren Wilson going to get a job now? And to knowingly do this because it'll get you elected president or it'll advance your career in some way, that's a mental illness that allows you to do that.
You know, it was I know I'm jumping all over the place with you, and I want to come back to something in a minute, but you talk about them not being able to grasp it. I'm thinking, you know, think about who they give a standing ovation to. Roman Polanski, back in the late 70s, raped a 13-year-old girl. And so he had the guts to rape a 13-year-old girl, yet he couldn't stand for, you know, going to jail. So he goes out of the country. I guess he's still making movies or doing something because he wins awards. They give him standing ovations. They call him a genius. He's a wonderful person. I'm thinking, are you people serious? I mean, what are they giving him an ovation for? Getting away with raping a 13-year-old girl? Or are they giving him an ovation?
Can I tell you something?
Help me.
Can I tell you something even worse? You know, every year at the Academy Awards, they have a montage. They call it In Memoriam.
Oh, no, you got to hear this one. So we'll do it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
You better be American-made. That's all I got to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know. I just got to keep my mouth shut for a little bit. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just get back to Evan Sayed. You already know the front end of this whole thing. So let's get back to Evan. I always love when he's on the show with me. You know, I wish I could corral this guy for like 3 hours at a clip, or at least get him to do my show sometime. I think he'd have a lot of fun. I think you guys would have a lot of fun. He's a wealth of knowledge. Evan Sayed joins me. He's an author, comedian, commentator, and you got to go see this. He's got the distinction of having the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history, and I know there's been a couple of times over the last few years, as of late, that there's been a resurgence for people to go check that out. Also, he's written a book called Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. You got to check out this man's work. Evan, thanks so much for being with me.
My pleasure.
A couple things going on here. I always love how the Dems are running around talking about how corrupt the Republicans are, how corrupt our administrations are. You know, George W. was, and this guy was, and that guy was. And, you know, we're sitting here screaming. I think you were wrong, too. I know you don't like being wrong, but I think you were wrong on this one. I know I was. I kept saying there was no Russian connection. There is no collusion. Would you people please stop and move on? And they just proved me wrong. There was a Russian connection, but it wasn't Trump. It's Obama, or who I like to lovingly refer to as Oblamo, and it was Hillary Clinton, and they're the ones they had the connection. And they even threatened one of our own who saw it happen, and the, what do they refer to? The AG as the most powerful lawman in the country threatened and said, look, if you tell them, even though this is illegal, and even though what we're doing is wrong, and it endangers our country, if you say anything, we will throw your butt in jail. It's amazing.
Yeah, and what they did was no small thing.
No.
I mean, we keep hearing, and it's been 9 months now, and it's even been months earlier, with all sorts of investigations and every media outlet using their Woodward and their Bernstein to try to find some kind of collusion with the Russians and the Donald Trump campaign, and they have found absolutely nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. Zero zilch. But it's long been known that Hillary Clinton took massive amounts of money from the Russians, whether it was for Bill to give a speech for which I believe he was paid $1 million.
Whoa. I would have done it for half.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. But here's how you can tell. And you know, by the way, in order to then sell them uranium. All right, uranium is what you use to make bombs, all right, massive bombs. And we're selling this to our Cold War enemy, giving them control. I forget what the number is, something like 20%, 30% of America's uranium stock in exchange for a payoff. And this has long been known, and the Democrats don't care. And the whole collusion thing about Trump is just a fiction that they use because the liberals control the media, they control academia, they control, obviously, they had the bully pulpit of the president before Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, and Joe, there's a very simple mathematical formula you can employ to find out exactly how much money Hillary was paid to buy her. Take her speaking fees when she was in power as Secretary of State, as Senator. Take her speaking fees then. Subtract what she gets paid now that she's worthless to them. And the difference is how much she was paid in order to buy her influence. All right? Nobody's paying her $500,000 to speak any longer. Nobody's paying Bill $1 million to speak any longer, because that was just a very thin veil for what was no doubt, zero doubt, a bribe. So Hillary Clinton was taking bribes from the Russians, and that's not a news story. Donald Trump met with somebody who worked in the Russian government, and that's supposed to be proof positive. But here's the good news. This is nothing new. This is how the left in the media and elsewhere has been operating for decades. And yet here we are. They own the schools. They own the universities. They own the media. They own the entertainment industry. But we own the White House, the Supreme Court, the Senate, the House, the governorships, the state legislatures. My God, as my friend Karen Sigmund would say, just imagine if we had a half-honest media, how much control we Republicans would have.
No kidding. No, I'm with you on that one. There we go. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I look at that stuff and I say to myself, if we could get just a little bit of to leak out in any way, shape, manner, or form, it would change the whole narrative. But it's not going to happen. They're going to keep fighting no matter what. Look, the stock market hit record numbers the other day. Do you know that there was only one, and I mean this sincerely, I searched, there's only one station that gave it about 12, I think it was NBC, but about 12 seconds of coverage that day.
And unemployment is at the lowest it's been since 1973, new applicants for unemployment.
Yep.
Since 1973, All right? Where do you think you're going to hear that? Is that going to be
nowhere.
The story? Is that going to be the dominant story? All right? You looked around, and Trump has accomplished so much. But here's the good news. You know, I said this in an article I wrote recently that went insanely viral. I mean, the average article written for Town Hall, townhall.com, might get 2,000 shares. A really good one, a really popular one might get 5,000, 10,000. This one that I wrote called He Fights is up to 75,000 shares. And in it, I made the point that the leftist media, when Donald Trump comes after them and calls them fake news, they have two choices. They can either start reporting the news truthfully and prove him wrong. The problem with that is they know that if they do that, that's the end of the Democratic Party. That's right. Why they lie, is to get the Democratic Party elected. So they can't do that. They can't just simply continue to do what they're doing because Trump is exposing them. So now what they have to do is double down and come out with even more destructive stories to Donald Trump, even faker stories that every time they do, they just expose themselves to that many more people, how dishonest they are. So this Trump taking on CNN has been absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, some people say, you know, true, not true, exactly on, not exactly on. It's just like hitting the fighter in the ring from every side, every second you can. They're not even hard blows, but you keep them ducking and dodging. It's amazing. But listen, let me ask you, because you've written about it, you've had to deal with these people at a different level than I have. Will they crack? Will eventually some of these Dems that are on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, will eventually one of them just go, look, I have had it. They've been asking us to lie forever. We're not going to do this anymore. You think anyone will give?
Yeah, I mean, what happens is a vast majority of people at these news outlets don't recognize that they're out and out lying. They were raised in the liberal mindset in school. They were then raised in the liberal mindset in their industry. They really haven't done that. They don't really know what they're talking about. They're talking heads. And so there's just this default factory setting that, of course, there's racism in America. Racism is horrible in America. It's just what they believe without having any reason to believe it. And then somewhere along the way, one of them comes across a story that they think is important and interesting that exposes the lie. So they write a good story. And instantly they are shunned by the left. Instantly they are reviled by the left. Instantly they are called all the things that we're called. And when that happens, they have no place to go but to the right. This is what happened to Bernie Goldberg. This is what happened to, I can't believe I'm going to space on my friend's name. This is terrible. But she used to be the president of Now's largest chapter. This is what happened to David Mamet. This is what happened to a lot of people, is they had one moment of clarity. And as soon as they do, that's the end of them as a Democrat. You know, I have an expression, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat.
Were you talking about Anne-Marie Morrell? Because I know she was the one talking about how they taught them, that when you got into a conversation that got too factual, you just started calling names. You just called the other person names.
No. I'm sorry. I was actually talking. I mean, I love Anne Marie, and I would talk about her all day and night. But I'm actually talking about Tammy Bruce.
Oh yeah.
She's the lesbian feminist, former president of Now's largest chapter. She was, because of being so articulate and being so well put together and camera friendly, she became the sort of the go-to spokesperson for the entire National Organization for Women. And one day when she took the side, she made the mistake of taking the side of Nicole Simpson,
right?
Because she's a feminist, because she's the United of the Organization for Women. She's been murdered by her abusive husband. But because there's a coalition of left-wing blacks and left-wing, quote-unquote, feminists and left-wing, the National Organization took the side of OJ. Actually took the side of OJ. And when she said, no, guys, we're feminists, they instantly tried to destroy her and forced her to become a Republican.
We're out of time, but I got to tell you, somebody sent me a story this morning. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet, how there's actually a Christian organization asking if Christian women can truly be feminists because they don't believe you know, they believe in you working with their husband. Evan Say It. You can find more on Evan Say It at evansayit.com. Come on, it's that hard. Evansayit.com. Have a great weekend. Be safe. God bless. I want you back here on Monday.